I'm hoping that you're all able to see this is an experiment that we're doing. And as you can see, I'm coming to you live, but from a different location. Hold on a second. I'm live. Excuse me?
I can see and hear you.
Okay, I'm recording now. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Well, I've got Greg Burnett who says he can see and hear me. So let's try this again. I apologize for any confusion that we have with our technology. I apologize for the late notice in our closing. It was decided that due to the weather that we would sort of close and try to broadcast from here. Although Mother Nature being what Mother Nature is, there is no weather on my part. I don't see anything. So I apologize for that. Sometimes I just have to laugh at the consciousness in DC. I'm from New York City and the West, and I lived in Syracuse for a number of years. And, you know, we just handle the snow, we deal with it. But I know DC is not quite of used to it, although it snows quite often every year. We should be used to it. But nonetheless, here we are today. And as you can see, I'm coming to you live from my home office. And so welcome into my home. Welcome into my office. And for those of you who are online with us, I'm so grateful and thankful that you are here today with us, you know, and that we have the ability to make use of modern technology, even with its flaws and, you know, inconsistencies. We're going to do our best today. I'm prepared. I even dressed up for the occasion as if I were in the church. So welcome and thank you. You know, one of the things that I think that we have to really get used to in the times that we are living in is that we have to be ready. You have to be ready for anything because things can change on the dime. Things can change in the twinkling or the batting of an eye. So, you know, there's a saying that says, if you stay ready, you don't have to do what? Get ready. So we're trying to stay ready for anything and everything that might come our way. And someone might say, well, how is that possible? That's not impossible to be ready all the time for whatever may come. And I say, well, not if you have a connection to the Spirit of the living God. Not if you are spiritually attuned to a higher vibration. Not if you are really, really connected to the source, connected to the presence and the power, right, and the guidance of God. Then you can meet and face anything and everything, because it says in the scriptures that nothing is impossible with God. So when we keep our minds stayed on that presence and energy that creates all things, we're able to meet and face whatever life may bring us. The key is to remain connected. The key is to recognize the source and that we are indeed one with the source. So with this in mind, let's continue with our series. Last week, I did a talk titled Amplifying Your Light, How to Shine and Manifest Through Challenging Times. And I want to continue with this thinking because we're always affirming that we are light bearers. And I want us to know how to keep our lights bright and shining strongly in the midst of whatever may be. How to make sure that we are making use of our energy as spiritual beings to be able to affect and impact our world and the conditions all around us. So I wanted to continue with this thinking and this series. Now, last week, I talked about the power of our thoughts and feelings, that when they are in alignment, that is a wonderful recipe for manifestation, for things coming into being, that our thoughts and our feelings have to be in alignment. Head and heart have to match up, and that there's a vibration. Thoughts have vibrations, and that our feelings have vibration, and that our thoughts are electric, and our feelings are magnetic, And when they combine, we create an electronic and magnetic field of energy out of which we can create and do that which we desire. So how do we work with thoughts and feelings? And I thought we to in order to create. Today, I really want to kind of go into another level of spirit, a spiritual tool, some spiritual tools that we can use that will not only continue to help us to amplify our light, but that will also help us to bring our thoughts and our feelings into alignment when we should happen to notice that they are not in alignment. On occasion, we'll pray. We pray for something. And if it doesn't happen, you discover that, wow, my thinking or my feeling was not necessarily in agreement with one another. I said one thing, but I really feel another. Or I'm thinking, feeling one thing, but I speak and say another. So our prayers, our intentions, our desires, our affirmations, they kind of get askew, but we can help. There's a tool, couple of tools that we can use to bring them back into alignment so that we can continue to create and manifest and work with the thoughts and feelings. So another powerful tool and gift that we have at our disposal are our words, thoughts and feelings, but we also have the ability to communicate and to express, to vocalize our prayers, to vocalize our intentions. And words are very powerful. Words carry creative energy. And as spiritual light beings, light workers, light bearers, the time is now for us to really be about learning how to work with these energetic tools, with the energy that is all around us, so that we can create the world that we choose to live in. And so our words, we have thoughts and feelings, but we also have our words. And words carry the spiritual vibration and energy. Some words, not all words, but there is power in the word. Now, the word can be seen and viewed on many different levels. We could be talking about Jesus Christ, the word, the divine logos, the word of God, right? In the form of Jesus, that word that became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So the word then could be considered that great I am spirit within us, that Christ within us, as the word becoming flesh. And when we connect to the word or that spiritual energy, that Christ energy of God, we can bring forth and create just as Jesus the Christ did. We also have the ability to speak about the spoken word. The spoken word, which we use to express ourselves, or as I say, I like to think about expression as the pressing out. So we can use the spoken word to press out the energy of God, to express the energy of the divine, to speak a thing into being, right? And so that's powerful for us as well. I wanted us to take a look at what Mr. Fillmore, Charles Fillmore, who is the co-founder of Unity, what he says about the word and the several levels of the word and functions of the word. And so I'm reading from the Revealing Word on the real, yeah, the Revealing Word on Word, the Word. Now, this is, I want to start with, he has a lot to say about this on different levels. I'm going to start with words as we use them with a small W, the words that we speak, all right? And so it says, words, the vehicles through which ideas make themselves manifest. So we have a thought, but we want to speak that. So a word becomes that which we do to bring things into manifestation. The vehicle, words are the vehicles through which ideas make themselves manifest. Words that have in them the realization of perfect, everywhere present, always present divine life and our oneness with this life are dominant in the restoration of life and health. So what he's saying, these words that carry this realization, this energy, right, of this perfect, everywhere present energy of divine life and our connection with it, that's the dominant thing that brings about restoration of life and health. So we can use our words to speak health and speak life into our being. Then he says, when words, spiritual words, abide in man's consciousness, the word or thought formed in the intellectual and sense mind must give way to the higher principles of being. So when spiritual words, there's all kinds of words, but when spiritual words abide in our consciousness, he's saying that those words or thought forms that are formed in the intellect and the sense mind have to give way when they are abiding, spiritual words abiding in our consciousness, they have to give way to the higher principles of being. He says the whole consciousness is then raised to a more spiritual plane. When we connect to spiritual words, our whole consciousness is raised to the spiritual plane, the spiritual energy, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God consciousness, that higher realm. He says, affirmation of words or truth realized in consciousness bring the mind into just the right attitude to receive light and power and guidance from spirit. This is important. Our affirmations and our prayers, the words of truth realized in consciousness, that is, when all of a sudden they dawn upon us in our consciousness, they then bring the mind into the just the right attitude to receive light, to receive the power, to receive guidance from God. So we want to work to one, number one, make sure that we are understanding the power of spiritual words, not just any words, but spiritual words, and to let those spiritual words abide in our consciousness so that the longer we're able to think spiritual thoughts and speak spiritual words, our consciousness becomes the vibration of our consciousness gets raised up. And from that raised vibration and consciousness, we can receive light, illumination, guidance, everything that we need. So those are our words. When we take the words that we use and we speak spiritual words in our everyday life. Then it says this, the word with a capital W, because we were talking about just the words, but now we're going to go to the word with the capital W. So the word, the agency by which God reveals himself in some measure to all men, but to greater degree to highly developed souls. So I love this because he's saying that the word of God with the W is going to reveal himself in a measure to all people. All people have this word, this sacred energy of the divine, the Christ in them, right? The logos, the divine logos, the spiritual energy. When God said, let there be this energy of who we are, that word is revealed to men himself. God is God revealing himself to men in some measure to everybody. He says, but to greater degree to highly developed souls. So we all have the capability to have God be revealed in us through this word, right? But the more highly developed we are spiritually in our consciousness, more of God's word comes through and more of God's energy is revealed to us and through us because we are highly developed souls. And soul is just your consciousness of God. So we're highly developed, and the more spiritually developed we are, the more God is able to reveal himself, itself through and to us. That's powerful. So then he says, to a greater degree in highly developed souls, the thought of God or the sum total of God's creative power is able to come through. The word gives order and regularity to the movement of things. And is the divine dynamic, the energy of self-realization of God. So the word with the capital W, this divine energy, creative energy of God as the word, the Christ, the Logos, the word become flesh, right? Of which we are. We're the word becoming flesh. That Christ in us is the word that has become flesh, manifested, God manifested in this world, in and through and as us. So the word gives order and regularity to the movement of things and is the divine dynamic, the energy of self-realization of God. So this word moves things. it has a moving energy to it. And it's like the great word is the great I am, you know, again, that divine logos. And when so when we really attach our I am and speak those words, feeling that it is the backing, the name and nature of God, and we speak that into being, things move, right? Things move. So he says, the word of God is eminent in man and in all the universe. All original creation is carried forward by and through man's conscious recognition of this mighty one. So when we speak, we're carrying things into being, into existence, into manifestation. This is really powerful. And then in terms of the creative word, since the creative idea, which is expressed by man, is the fulfillment of this law of expression. And the law of expression is thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. So that's the creative law of expression, or the law of mind in action, as we like to say it. The creative word, this is my favorite quote from him. He says, all words are formative, but not all words are creative. So when we speak, we might form some things and draw some things to us, but it doesn't carry the creative energy, that everlasting energy of God. So all words are formative, but not all words are creative. And we want to speak those words that create, that have the backing and the energy of the divine behind them, because it'll carry a totally different vibration than when we just willy-nilly speak words, you know. There's nothing to them really. But when we start speaking spiritual words and the word of God, there's an energy that's in back of those words that is powerful and will produce that which they have been sent to do. So the creative word lays hold of spirit, substance, and power. When you're speaking certain words, spiritual words, words that are connected to the divine, they can lay hold of substance and power. So he gives an example. He says, when Jesus said with a loud voice to Lazarus, come forth, he had contact with the creative word, that life-giving word. And Lazarus responded through that word, through the life and the energy in back of those words that he spoke, right? And he came forth. So, and it just says, as spirituality increases, we fulfill the law. As our spirituality, our words have power and are creative. And so we have to get used to, as light bearers, that our words carry energy, and be very conscious of what we're speaking and what we're saying and what we're affirming, because this is the way we will manifest in difficult times. This is the way we become spiritual masters like Jesus. We can raise things up and we can cast things away through the power of the word. So I want to speak this last two things, this last thing on healing, because I think this is important. This is the healing word. And he says, as man is quickened with spiritual faith, so when you speak spiritual words and you have spiritual faith, there's a quickening that happens. Now I'm going to get to in a minute to share some words that I think that will help us with gaining and establishing spiritual faith, so that when we speak, we have the faith to know that that which we are speaking truly is manifesting, has the power to manifest. So he says, as man is quickened with spiritual faith, his word is endowed with power. It becomes so charged with spiritual energy, he is enabled to heal all manner of diseases, even at a distance, which means when you start practicing and abiding with these words in your consciousness and in your heart, and you have the spiritual faith, and we're going to talk about how to build up our spiritual faith in a minute. But when you start doing that, then he says you're able to heal all manner of diseases, not just physical dis-ease, but all kinds of conditions and circumstances that are simply not unfolding in a way that is beneficial to you and perhaps those around you, but that you can now rise above those using these wonderful healing words, words that bring things together. Right? So it's a spirit. These words become charged. You want your words to be charged with spiritual energy. And you're enabled to heal all manner of diseases, even at a distance. I don't have to have you present in front of me, but I'm going to speak a word for you. I'm going to speak the word of God, to speak the word of truth for you, for your life, for your healing, for your blessings, for your ongoing, for others. But I also am going to speak that for myself. Let's start with self too, so that we can recognize as we believe within ourselves, I'm even more able to pray and believe and hold this vibration to you and for you. So these are some of the powerful things of the word of God. Now, when I was thinking about this, that our words have the ability to lift us up, they have the ability to tear us down, they have the ability to build, they have the ability to destroy. And so we need to know the quality of our words. And this is one of the things, the scriptures that I think is a very powerful scripture that helps us to understand. We want to be conscious of the words that we use. And this comes from Proverbs 18, verse 21. And it says, and I'm going to read it in the three different versions in the New Living Translation, and in the King James Version, and in the Message. And it says here from the New Living Translation, Proverbs 18, verse 21, the tongue can bring life or death. Those who love to talk will reap its consequences. And then King James puts it this way, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Meaning, whatever you say and declare, you're going to get an opportunity to experience, to manifest, right? And then the Message says it this way: words kill, words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You choose. I like that. Words can kill, words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You choose. So we get to choose what we're going to draw to us by the power of our words. And so our yay, nay, yay, yay, or our nay, nay are equally, very, very powerful. So why not, if we get to choose our words and we get to choose our manifestations and our experience, then why not choose those words that are going to uplift us, those words that are going to heal us, those words that are going to bless us and prosper us and bring harmony and peace to our environment and our circumstances? Why not choose those words? This is our gift. This is a blessing that we have. So we have our thoughts and our feelings, but we as light bearers and energy workers and spiritual beings and children of God have this ability to speak a thing into being through creative word. Just as, the divine said, let there be, and there was, we can also, when we are in a certain consciousness and a certain vibration, we also can say, let there be, and there will be. So we want to make sure that we're choosing up the right words. Now, believe it or not, beloved ones, there are a few simple, very simple, and everyday words, words that we use every single day, that actually, when they are connected to spirit, can really help bring about, bringing our thoughts and feelings into alignment. That these words aid us in stirring up the energy of God. And very simply, the words that I've chosen are yes. And thank you. Yes, and thank you. These are powerful words that can stir up the gifts of God. Now, no is also a very powerful word, but and because there are times in life when we want to say yes to draw things to us, and we also need to be able to, on occasion, say no so that we can push or cast things away from us. But for today's purpose, we want to talk about drawing because, some of the teachers say focus on what you want, not what you don't want. You want to use the word that's going to attract to you your desires as opposed to repel what you don't want. I don't want this. I don't. No. That's a no, but let's let that be there for right now. Today, we're going to focus on the power of yes. Yes. Because this is it. The moment you say yes, the universe moves. The moment you say yes, the universe moves. Energy moves. The energy and substance of God starts to coalesce around manifesting or bringing into fruition that which corresponds to the yes. So this is a spiritual working of how words work, and certain words, and yes is one of those words. There are others, but yes is one that we use all the time. And I think that the vibration of yes has such energy that it can help us when we come into those situations where our belief is not quite as strong as we would like, or where our thinking and our feelings are not in alignment. The word yes can help us to bring it into alignment and to so that those two things match and our manifestation is able to happen more easily. So you want to be able to speak your yes. Now, yes carries with it spiritually and psychologically certain energies. It's the energy of acknowledgement, affirmation, consent, agreement, approval. So when you begin to say yes, you're acknowledging, you're agreeing, you're approving, right? You're attracting the energy of what of that which you are speaking or affirming or claiming or praying. So your yes signals to the universe that you are in agreement with what you're speaking about. Your yes signals to the universe, yes, start this manifestation process. Bring this, attract this, draw this. I'm drawing this unto me through my consent and my agreement with the word that I'm speaking. Yes. And so it's a very powerful tool. Yes gets things started. The moment you say yes, things start to happen and the universe starts moving to bring that yes into being. So when we're having a challenge, to come into agreement, I really want this, but my feeling nature is not there yet. I'm not vibing at it from a true level, a level of being. Try practicing with your prayers or your affirmations or your statements or your intentional statements to, after you've spoken them, to get into the vibration of yes, to say yes. It's very powerful. You might use an example, like I am whole and well. And maybe you've gotten a place where you don't really feel that, but you're saying it. But if you could get the, I am whole and well. Yes. Spend more time feeling that yes, repeating that yes, that will help your affirmation to take on a different vibrational level. Whatever it is, start affirming a yes behind it, feeling that yes, because that will get things moving and that will contradict your feelings of no, not possible, maybe. Just get in the habit of agreement. Yes, I'm agreeing with this word. I'm agreeing with this desire. I'm agreeing with the intention, my prayers, the heart of heart. Yes, Lord. Yes. It's a powerful tool. You can even sit in meditation without necessarily directing anything to a specific thing. You might have that, but even if you want to use it as a spiritual tool, just sit and practice the vibration of yes. Sitting in meditation, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and just affirm yes, and feel, affirm it until you feel it in your entire being. And what will happen is your being begins to open up. So you open up a way, as my minister Eric Butterworth used to say, from whence the imprisoned splendor can be released. Yes. So practice that often. Practice it with your stated intentions. After you have an affirmation or an intention, practice saying and feeling the yes, but also use it as a separate spiritual discipline to develop the vibration of agreement of yes with the universe. an opening as a way to open up so that more light can come through, more blessings can come through, more good can come through. Yes, I am open and receptive to my good. Yes. So sit there and practice that for a while. It'll shift and change your vibration, and it will change your consciousness. So there's power to overcome feelings of fear and lack and limitation. Yes, will help you to do that, okay, as a spiritual practice. Now, there's another everyday word that we use or phrase that can also serve in a very similar a fashion. And that other word is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's an inherent law that says, spiritual law, that whatever is praised increases. And whatever we feel gratitude for and thanksgiving for opens us up. It expands the heart, it expands the consciousness. So when we have the ability to say, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, it opens us up and it increases whatever we are grateful and thankful for. You know, I've got $5 in my wallet. You know what? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my blessings. Thank you for my prosperity. Thank you for this. It increases. The gratitude and the energy behind the thanksgiving will then help us to expand and be open and ready for more of God's grace, more of God's goodness to flow to us and through us. So thanksgiving can be used in the same way as our yes. When you have your affirmation and you say your prayer or your declarations, say thank you. Thank you. Thank you in advance. This is why we say, and so it is. It's a thank you in advance of the manifestation. And what better way to build your faith than to have, to give thanks in advance before anything has even shown up? Jesus said, whatever you pray and you ask for, believing you have received it, it shall be yours. So this thank you helps us to move the consciousness into the believing phase so that we believe that this is what I'm praying for. It is mine. It is already done. It's already manifested. Even if I have not seen it yet in the physical sense, I know that it is already done in spirit. Therefore, it shall manifest. Thank you, God. Thank you. Again, thank you and gratitude, praise, all are stimulating words that stir up the energy of creation, the energy and the substance of the universe of God to then come forth into being. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you can use that word also, that phrase, in helping whatever it is that you are desiring or you are intending. And again, as light bearers, we are working with spiritual energy. We are now applying these tools. So we're not going to focus on so much what's happening out here in the world. We affect this world by what is taking place within our own inner being and what we are choosing, how we're going to direct our energy, how we're going to bring our own thoughts and feelings into alignment so that we are the creative expression of God. We are the living word. We are the divine logos. And when we speak, it is the spirit of the living God speaking and creating through us, through our word, through the spoken word, through the healing word, through the word of God. And so this is what we want to be able to start honing in, practicing, utilizing. So I don't want us to fear that in these days ahead that we are without power. We have so much spiritual power as children of the Most High. It's just time for us to start using the tools that we have at our disposal and not to idly while away our gifts and our abilities. We are now speaking the truth, standing in our power, expressing from a high level of consciousness and manifesting. We are demonstrating. We want to demonstrate this truth. So let's get together and use the tools that God has given us, the blessings. I have the power to speak a thing into being, and I can do so when my words My words are creative. They are backed by the spiritual energy of God. I have faith in God. I have faith in the power of God to do all manner of things. And so I create by attaching my awareness and my consciousness to the Spirit of God within me. That's what Jesus as the Christ did. He would say, "My Father and I are one." And he was always connecting. Thank you, God, that thou hearest me and hearest me always. And then he would speak his truth. Pick up your pallet and walk. The sight of the blind would be restored. Do you want to be healed? And he would speak, so his words were charged. His whole being was actually the living word of God, so that people could be in his company. They could touch the hem of his garment. They could feel the vibrations coming off of his being, and they were healed. This is what we can do. We want to raise our vibration to the degree that anyone around us is lifted up as well. That's being a light bearer, raising our vibration so high within our own being, in our own little circle, so that those around us are lifted up as well. So, beloved ones, we have as light bearers so many tools. And I just want to share a few things as we move into this new year and into our new expression as committed light bearers to do a great work on this planet. And we have to start with ourselves. I'm starting with myself. I'm working on bringing my thoughts and my feelings into alignment. I'm looking at when I'm out of alignment, when a fear has taken over, or when doubt has taken over. And I'm using these very practical skills and tools to bring myself back into alignment. And so when I notice my vibration is low, I might give my yes, spend some time with yes. Well, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that this is so, that I am healed in this moment. Thank you, God. Yes. So, beloved ones, let's keep our lights shining brightly. Let's keep our commitment to be a force for good in the world, and let's start with ourselves. And so that as our light shines, we then are able to bless and lift up the vibrations on the planet. And I don't care how dark things may seem out there, we are the light of the world. So let's get to it. Let's shine on. Blessings, blessings, and blessings, more blessings. And to each of you, I say yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank my God for you. For you. Unity of Washington, D.C. is a light and a beacon of hope and truth. For this, we are grateful and thankful.